大概是有上亿的是蛮能干的。
We will continue, inshallah, on the explanation of the Book of Servitude by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. We were at the point where he says, and if the servant is sincere to Allah, then Allah, his Lord, will choose him of the protect him and make his heart alive and make him attracted towards him, the Lord, and he will look away from anything that's against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Lord, including the evil things and everything that's bad. He will, so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose one of his servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the heart of that servant and make it alive, a living heart, and that would be attracted towards Allah. And that is unlike the opposite of it, which is the heart that is not sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that heart will have just an endless love for everything, and it get attracted to everything that come by it. So there is no light on that type of heart, and that heart will basically love everything that would come across it. So this type of heart has open love for everything, and it would fall in love with anything that it would come across. So anything that will come across it will get attracted to it and will love it. It is like a branch on a tree that whenever the air will blow, it will basically tilt itself and move towards that with the wind. So if the wind comes from one direction, it will go with it. If another type of wind come from an opposite direction, it will also. So this type of heart sometimes will be attracted by the sword, and we said the sword, the example of it is like his heart will be attracted to a woman, and the picture of that person will always be permanent on that heart, so it will be in excessive love with that picture. And whether these are unlawful pictures, like a man who will fall in love with a woman in an unlawful manner. And also even if this is a lawful picture, like his wife, but his love to her is too much to the point that will basically distract him from worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and distract him from being a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his heart is going to be literally be like a captive for that type of, and he will be a servant to somebody that if he enslaves that person itself, he will be ashamed of that. So he will become a slave for somebody, and if he became the master of that person to whom he became a slave of, he will be so ashamed of it that he will never like it, that he would find himself being a slave to that type of person. And sometimes he will be attracted to honor and position and titles, and he will love to hear people praising him, And anyone that will praise him and say good thing about him, he will basically become his slave, even if that person will be praising him using false statement and false description. So like these type of people who are so in love with position and title. And the hadith by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Surah Al-Hujurat, the verses that the reason behind the revelation that some of the Bedouin Arab came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of them said, as in one of the reports, that a man from this Sayyid Bani Tamim said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Muhammad, come out. I say, Oh Muhammad, come out to me, because praising me is a good thing, and to praise me is a good thing, Muhammad, and to talk negatively about me is a bad thing. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, that is for Allah only. And Allah told him. Allah told in the Quran about this. Those people who Allah told us in the Quran about those people who would not accept advice or remembrance. And Allah told in the Quran that the believers always they listen and they accept the advice and reminders when people remind them. Also among the Salaf, their sincerity to Allah, you find that there are many situations when they do things as some of them said. He said I love for the sake of Allah. I love the person that I know. If he hate me, he hate me for the sake of Allah. So that a person that you know is sincere and a good believer, and he took some kind of position from you by not being happy about you. Maybe he would feel that you are doing some innovations or something. Even if he was wrong in his position against you, but you know that he did it because he did it out of his anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the Salaf, they used to say, I love the person who would hate me for the sake of Allah only. And Imam Ahmad, may Allah mercy be with him, one time his students asked him, one of the men that were narrators of the hadith asked him, and this man himself, people used to come and take the hadith from him. And when Imam Ahmad said, take from him, from that man, that people said to him, but Imam Ahmad, he talks about you. And when they said to him, but this man talks about you, Imam Ahmad. And Imam Ahmad said, what can I do about it? This man, I mean, he has been tested by knowing me. So Imam Ahmad knew this person was talking about Imam Ahmad. Clearly not in a positive way. But yet Imam Ahmad said, you know, Allah has made his test on this man that he know me and talks about me. But he said, go and take the hadith from him. So these were a generation that they never in love of for the position and titles and when they value people, they value people based on their position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who do not really love and hate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have no direction. And they will only see with their eye but never with their heart. Sometimes a person may even have a sound eye but yet cannot see with it. So the heart is the same. The heart can see and like the eye can see things that are physical, but the heart can see the spiritual things. And the heart can only see with that light in it, and if it doesn't have that light, then it will not be able to see using it. So the light of the heart is needed there. So the sincere person is the one that Allah put light in his heart that would make him see and love for the sake of Allah. But the one that is not sincere is going to be just astray and just follow the love of the humans. And sometimes he will be enslaved by the dirham and dinar, which is the money. Sometimes the person will be in too much love of the money, the dirham and dinar. And whatever that heart's love, he will just be enslaved by that thing. And anyone that's not sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is not a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person would definitely be a servant of something else, and would become so humbled and humiliated by that other things. So the person, if he is not a servant of Allah and is not humbling himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will end up being a servant of an abd of someone, something else, and will become humiliated by that other thing. As we have talked before, the heart either has to be a servant for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if not, then it will be a servant of something else. And anyone that would become arrogant from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end up being a slave of something else. So if the heart is not directing itself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leaving away or denouncing any evils, and when you say hanif, that means it is diverting from the wrongdoings towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the heart is not a hanif going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that heart will be a mushrik heart. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, set your face toward the deen soundly. Allah fitra with which he has created mankind, no change let there be in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Allah said, set your face towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the fitrah, that is extinct that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man on it. That Allah created man as a pure being that would be coming towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the natural being or extinct of it. Because Because the following verse at the end says that do not be among the mushrikeen, which means that the heart that is a sound heart that always set itself toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one that's the right heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Ibrahim and his ummah or al are people of sincerity, people that would love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Pharaoh and his people as leaders of the mushrikeen who follow their desires. So Pharaoh and his people are the leaders of mushrikeen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that we blessed him with Ishaq and Yaqub. This is for Ibrahim. We blessed him with Ishaq and Yaqub. Then Allah gave him Ishaq, Isaac. Then after Ishaq, Allah gave him Yaqub, Jacob. And then we have made all of them pious servants of us, and we made them leaders that would guide people towards our commands, and we revealed to them the good deeds and establishing of the prayer and giving of the charity, and they were servants of ours. And about Pharaoh or Pharaoh, and about Pharaoh, Allah said, and we made them as leaders of those who would call to the hellfire on the day of judgment, and we have followed them in this life, and on the day of judgment a curse, and they are going to be among the hated people. So Allah made them their leaders to call people to us. That's why the followers of Pharaoh, the Pharaoh and his people, they do not differentiate between Allah and what Allah like and what Allah love and what Allah decree. But they would look at the general decree. We have talked about the general decree before, we talked about that the decree of Allah. This universal one that would cover every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is one that is for the believers. And the ones that follow Pharaoh are going to follow the general decree, which... And when anything that's wrong happened to them, they say, this is Allah willed it to us. And they do not differentiate between Allah love and what is the legislated things for them in there. So in short, they're confused. And at the end, they do not differentiate between the creator and the creation. And they would say that anything that exists, it exists before something else that before it that exists. So like some of the Sufis, for example, like the Ibn Arabi, they claim that La ilaha illallah, that there is no anything that exists but Allah. And in their mind is that everything that exists is Allah, whether that's creation or not. So they are so confused in that regard. So that when they say La ilaha illallah, that means either nothing will exist, but whatever exists is Allah. And they say that everything that exists, all the creation that exists are Allah. So they don't make, they have no differentiation in their mind between Allah, the creator, and the creation. And some of those people that claim to be of knowledge among those misled people, they say that the Sharia, in it there is obedience and disobedience, and whatever is the reality in the Sharia is a disobedience without any obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
السيئة هؤلاء لهم باع العقلية يعني كما يكون في الكتاب الشرعي عند القرآن الكريم محمود القرآن الماشيين عن سوء فيكون أهل الدين السيئة.
And the Ahl al-Sharia are the people that would abide by the Sharia rules and laws. Okay, and the people of the Haqiqa or the people of the reality, they would say that disobedience is something decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have nothing to do with it. And because of that, they see it as no obedience or disobedience. So that's the second confusion they have. The first is that they could not differentiate between the creator and the creation, and second is that they could not differentiate between the obedience and the disobedience. So this again, their misconception is that they could not see a difference between the creator and for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existence is his creation, that I mean is Allah, so they don't make a distinction there, and because of that, that led them to not even differentiate between the obedience versus disobedience. And this is the way of Pharaoh and his people, those who negated Allah the Creator and denied it, Allah the Creator, and they denied Allah conversation or talking to Musa alayhi salam, and what Allah has sent Musa with it, as far as the commands and the prohibitions. As Pharaoh has claimed to himself that he is the Lord and again and a creator. And some of them, like Pharaoh himself, would say that he is the creator himself. And many people did follow the suit and they said the same thing and they started claiming that they are a God themselves. Because of that, they did deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they denied the message that Allah sent to Musa, and denied the command that Musa came with. But Ibrahim and his followers and the prophets, and when we say Ibrahim and Ali Ibrahim, in this case we mean Ali in Arabic means family of, but in this case we say Ali Ibrahim, it means followers of Ibrahim, those who follow Ibrahim. So when we say Abraham and Ali Ibrahim, it means Abraham and the follower of Abraham. It's not that his family, I mean that's his followers, the people that believed in Allah with him. And when the angels were addressing Sarah, his wife, actually they said, Allah blessing upon you for the family of Abraham. So Ali in this case would mean both family and would mean followers. And also in this case would be all those prophets that came from his line, our lineage. And they would know and believe that there must be a differentiator between Allah the Creator and the Creator and the creation. And also they believe that there must be a difference between obedience and disobedience, and that the more that the servant would know, the more that he would love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become a better servant to Allah by obeying him and by staying away from anything that Allah has commanded us or prohibited us from it. And they would even debate with those who did not come to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and would say to them, do you observe that which you have believed? You've been worshipping, you and your ancient fathers. Verily, they are enemies to me. Serve the Lord of the worlds. And also in another verse, he said that we disbelieve in what you worship, and there is will be a difference between us and you. And Abraham also declared that all of those are enemies of his, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his supporter. And those who would come against Abraham, what is their point or support, and why they confuse the Creator with the creation, etc. And he said that these people would leave Allah aside, and then they would come and they will hold so tight to things that are not clear in the statement, which is the mutashabih, because mutashabih could carry more than one meaning. It could mean more than one thing. They will hold to this one, and also they will hold to what their leaders will tell them. And if those leaders or mashayikh of theirs or sheikh of theirs, if they tell them something that is wrong in their interpretation or their explanation of it, they will believe in it and take it just as their sheikhs tell them. They don't use their mind, I mean, they just follow what their sheikh tell them. So all of these things have to be taken into consideration, but they just follow those sheikhs blindly until they get into doing things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example of that is the name of Al-Fana, and Al-Fana, I mean Al-Fana, this is one of the words that has more than one meaning, that people can use them and explain them in two different ways or more than one face. And the word fana, it did not exist in the Quran, but there are words that's close to it, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, everyone that on this life is becoming fan, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fan here means vanishing, it's going to vanish and end, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but the term fana that we're about to discuss, the Sufis will use it as a term among them, but it did not exist in the Quran, this term as it is. It's not in the Quran and it's not in the Sunnah. Where they made up this term, and this is mutashabih, which has more than one meaning, and they started to use it and twist the meaning of it in different ways, and they explained it in different ways. And as far as the term, and the issue here is not that this term did not exist in the Quran. It may be okay that there's a term that we use today, but didn't exist in the Quran, the Sunnah, but we look at this term fana and as it was used by the Sufis and what they meant by it. And one of them, their explanation of it is that fana is a very high status, very high so we cannot really draw any conclusion or judge what this fana term means until after we read what they meant by it and what they used it for. If they used it for something that's acceptable and something that does not contradict any authentic reference, then that's fine. So. And even those good usage of it, I mean, there may be equivalent of it in the Sharia terminology that can mean it. And if that meaning exists in the Quran or the Sunnah, but a different word is used for it, it's better for us to stick and use the term that exists in the Quran and the Sunnah. And why should we change that and bring something that's different to use it in place of something that exists in the Quran or Sunnah? For example, like sadaqa and tabarra. Sadaqa is basically the charity as it exists in the Quran and the Sunnah, and tabarra is donation. Or maybe jihad and other terms used for it. And in this case, if you want to tell people to do jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you use that other term? Why don't you just use the term jihad? And because kifah is a struggle, and that's could mean, I mean, like jihad in a way, but jihad is a term that existed in the Quran and the Sunnah. So it's better to use it, and it will be easier even to bring the supporting evidence of the benefit of it from the Quran and Sunnah, because it exists in that word. But those terms that would be used in place of them, I mean, they could have good meanings in some occasions, because kifah could mean that fighting for something that is not noble, or maybe fighting for something that is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and the same when it comes to donation versus charity or sadaqa, and we're not going to say that donations or contributions are prohibited. See, but if we use the term sadaqa, which is basically the one that exists in the Quran for the charity payment or whatever, that is better. Because that in itself, because when I said that people come and do pay sadaqa or charity, and then that you can bring all the supporting evidence from the Quran, which basically has this word in it. So some of the new words that people use, they could have more than one meaning. They could have other meanings. Sometimes people try to use those new or modern terms, and that term will cover under it people that may not even have Islamic ideologies, like communist, other people of different ideologies. So the same is here, the term fana, al-fana. Al-fana is not one of the known terms in the Sharia and the Quran and the Sunnah. And those who use this term, we tell them that some of those meaning that you use this term for may be good meanings, and some have different or wrong meanings. So fana is three times. One is for the perfect among the prophets and the awliya, and one type is for those who are qasidin from the awliya and salihin, and the third is for the hypocrites and for the disbelievers. So there are three types. One is for those who are perfected, like the prophets and the awliya, and second are the ones that are still in their way to get to the level of the pious and awliya, and the third is for the munafiqeen. So then one is pertaining to the complete and perfect from the prophets and the awliya, and the second time is pertaining to the average people from the awliya and the righteous people, and the third is pertaining to the hypocrites and mulhideen. And the mulhideen are basically the atheists. When we recite in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, there is the as-sabiqoon, السابقون السابقون those are the first and then أصحاب اليمين the people of the right those were praised in سورة الواقعة and the second أصحاب اليمين وأصحاب اليمين the people of the right and then the last one is for the hypocrites. So the first one is the fana. The fana is from the intending other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is fana from intending other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that one loves none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the top one of the. So Ibn Taymiyyah in his explanation has divided the term fana into three. So and the second is the fana from witnessing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it, many of the Sufi leaders, they use those three terms. And Ibn Taymiyyah made the highest type of fana is that people will worship Allah alone. And they don't worship anything other than Allah. And the last one is the one that's about the hypocrites and the one that worship things other than Allah. And the Sufis, they would make the order in reversed form. And they say the one that worship Allah alone, they make it that for everyone. And the one that worship other than Allah, they make it as the highest level, which is the last level according to Ibn Taymiyyah's. And this one, as we explain it, they said sometime a person or a human would know something exists, but he cannot see it. For example, like a person would know that the sun is rising. And he knows that the sun exists, but doesn't see it. Or, for example, when the sun is up, there are many other stars and that we don't see them. We don't see them because of the sun. Because when you see the sun, that will mask or basically cover all the other stars. But you know that these stars exist. But the sun kind of covered them, shielded them. We cannot see them. And they said that you see Allah, and you know that there are creations that you don't see, but you see Allah. That's how they made the last one as their first. The second one is the one that in which they said that everything that exists is Allah. And that's the second one which is and it is time for Maghrib, then we pray Maghrib and we will continue and we'll try to finish the book today, inshallah.